Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the celebrity buzz with a freaking Rica on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, I know you got a bunch of stories. I want to play this audio from Good Morning America. You know, everybody's talking about this Diddy documentary, this docuseries produced by 50 Cent. And here goes some footage, I guess, and never seen before Diddy footage as part of this docuseries, again, reported by Good Morning America.
Footage of Sean Diddy Combs in the days leading up to his arrest in New York last September.
You want to put stuff in my fanny pack, King?
The exclusive video obtained by Netflix shows Combs debating with his lawyers about strategy.
Listen to me. I'm going to get off the phone right now. And I am going to let you professionals look at the situation and come back to me with a solution. No matter what, no matter what nobody said, let's just, here and there, y'all are not working together the right way. We're losing.
The footage is part of a new, highly anticipated docuseries by director Alex Stapleton and rapper and executive producer Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, titled Sean Combs, The Reckoning.
Was there anything that surprised you when you were watching?
I think it was surprising that he actually filmed it.
It was very interesting to watch a man who's known for his brand presence. You know, he has a really amazing knack for marketing and all of that, and how he was sort of taking that into account in how he was coming off to the public.
The exclusive video also shows Combs in Harlem greeting fans.
I need some hand sanitizer. Hold on.
I got it.
I've been down the streets amongst the people. Yeah, I gotta take a bath. Like the amount of people that actually I'm coming in contact with, like that's what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like 150 hugs.
You're a public person as well, and there was one instance in Harlem. And his reaction when those people
went away. Got in the car and said, I feel like I need to wash. Like I'm dirt.
Wait a minute.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why this is so funny to me.
Oh my gosh.
But just looking at 50 Cent, his smile.
Yes.
And his reaction to all this just makes me laugh and laugh and laugh because he's loving it.
He is. He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Yes.
He's
loving every second of it.
I'm a huge Curtis Jackson guy.
He's loving every second.
And he is funny.
It shows you his character.
Was that the reason for including it?
Yeah. I mean, what's the odds that you would do that in front of a camera? Like, that's one of the moments where he forgot he was on tape.
How do you respond to people who say that it's more about the disdain that you have for Sean Combs than it is for giving the victims a platform?
What they consider a pre-existing beef, right, for 20 years, right, is me being uncomfortable with him suggesting that he takes me shopping, or I looked at it like he was, like it was like a tester, like maybe you'll come play with me type of thing, right? And it's not personal.
I think it's important to also let people know that the show is not completely the perspectives of people that did not like Sean. We weren't trying to just get the highlights, the salacious details, you know, that the real goal was to storytell. And
how did they get the footage, though?
I don't know.
And how are they able to put it in a Netflix docuseries?
Well, apparently, so yesterday there was a story that was trending that Diddy is actually suing them.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he has his lawyers, and they're claiming that the footage used for the series was stolen. Now, 50 Cent came back, and he's lawyered up as well.
Yeah.
And said that they had permission to use it. So the lawsuit, you know, is attempting to prevent, you know, the release, and they want it taken off and all the things.
Not everyone needed to have an allegation to be a part of this project.
The four-part series also features two jurors from Combs' trial who are speaking for the first time about how they reached their mixed verdict, finding Combs guilty of two prostitution offenses, but clear of racketeering and sex trafficking charges, both sharing their thoughts on the relationship between Combs and singer Cassie. Juror 75 describing them as two people in love, and Juror 160 saying in part, domestic violence wasn't one of the charges.
Cassie, is she a victim in all this?
I believe Cassie's a victim in all this because she came in as such, she's like 18, like 19 years old in the very beginning. After a while, over time, you conditioned for it.
The goal of what the film is trying to do is to let the audience kind of come in to ask questions like, were their decisions colored by certain things and who got the benefit of the doubt, you know, in that courtroom?
Do you think that hip hop culture was on trial as much as Sean Combs was?
Not all. Look, if I didn't say anything, you would interpret it as the hip hop is fine with his behaviors. Mm. There's no one else being vocal. So you would look at it and just say, because that mind your business or let me not say nothing about nothing or those things, it would allow the entire culture to register as if they're for that behavior.
If Sean Combs watches this, what do you think he's going to feel?
Like, wow, this is amazing. I think he's going to say this is the best documentary I've seen in a long time.
Stop it.
Because you'll see people saying that. I mean, he may feel a different way about pieces and bits of it, but he knows the truth. I think he'll see the truth in it.
Wow, that was some finish right there. Thank you, Robin, for that.
All right, so
look
there you
at him
go.
Laughing.
Laughing. He's got that $1 million smile.
He's loving every second of it.
And 50 Cent is really good. Curtis Jackson's really good at producing TV.
Mm-hmm, he is.
And creating TV.
Wonderful. Yep.
You know, just as good or better than he is as rapper.
He's very talented.
And I'm a 50 guy, but he, you know, look at Power. Look at the Power series and other things that he's been behind. It's like, and anything he touches is like golden.
Yeah.
And now this.
I know.
And some people might think, that, oh, this is a big joke and it's a, you know, ha ha hee hee, but it's getting millions and millions of views.
Yeah, no, they were able to obtain that footage.
Yeah.
Again, one side says that it was stolen. The other side says that they had every right to use it.
Wow. All right. Jess, what else is going on today?
All right, so there's a few things trending. David Letterman's Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, returns for season 6 on December the 16th. And the new lineup features interviews with Michael B. Jordan, also YouTube creator Mr. Beast, and Jason Bateman. Also, Adam Sandler will be there on an episode that has already aired on December the 1st. Disney World has permanently removed the Aerosmith pre-show video from its Rock and Roller Coaster attraction. The change comes as the Orlando Resorts begins working on the Muppets theme version of the ride that is set to debut in the summer of 2026. The original video featuring Steven Tyler and other guests, you know, that's what you had to see before the high-speed coaster took off. And Apple Music, the top artist songs of 2025. So I have the top 10.
Okay.
Number one, I'll do the top five. All right. Number five, TV Off, Kendrick. Number four, I'm the Problem, Morgan Wallen. Three, 30 for 30, SZA. Number two, Not Like Us, Kendrick. And number one, Luther, Kendrick.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I do believe
it. So Apple Music did release its end of the year data, and 2025 was definitely a good year for Kendrick Lamar.
All songs heard right here on Power
101.7.
Yeah. So
I didn't think he was going to have, I knew he was going to have some, but I mean, he pretty much has almost all the top five.
All the top five.